Do more. Do it more quickly. Do it together.
Join with over 75 local government authorities in Australia, which have already declared the climate emergency.
We are totally unprepared to meet the health impacts of climate change in our shire.
You might in the future be held responsible for not taking action.
And councillors soon found themselves sitting through 12 hours of five-minute speeches from local environmentalists, doctors, psychologists,
the Indigenous young people that are currently at a First Nations youth leadership,
school kids,
camp,
church groups, farmers, disability
the
workers.
Friends of Campbell's Creek Lane Care Group.
Castlemaine Secondary College has always had a...
All making their emotional plea.
It's impossible to even walk in forestry for many months of the year.
If we can heal our relationship with the land by being connected to it, we change everything.
Start a citizens' assembly.
We need to increase cultural burns.
Hard decisions must be made that prioritise a resilient, localised food system above all else.
It was a day where climate change felt like it was finding its place in our local imagination, as each person described the unique ways it was affecting their own life and way of living here in this town.
Summer coming on, there is a palpable sense in the community of rising anxiety.
When there's an emergency, we do simulation role play practicing. And I sit in meetings at the hospital, it's at the top of the hill, looking over the vegetation of the town, thinking of heat rising and wondering if watching a fire racing up towards the building could be anything other than terrifying.
It was no longer about scientific facts or far-off places, but it was about the dying box ironbark forests up on the hill, or the water disappearing from our creeks, or the vulnerable people in our town, or even just the simple psychological benefits of leaders acknowledging our situation.
Councillors, questions?
Are you asking me whether I think people will be stressed because we declare an emergency? I think everyone's stressed anyway.
Soon after this marathon session, the community found itself back in the council chambers as Councillor Matchin presented a motion to declare a climate emergency. At the time, I was listening into the debate on my phone, pacing back and forth on my front veranda.
My 16-year-old child in the eye, and I would have to tell him why I didn't vote for it.
More professional advice. I think we are jumping too early. We don't know what will happen.
From that moment a month before, when the petition had first failed, the bushfires had continued to get worse, and there was this sense for so many of us that everything hung on this moment.
I remember sitting next to one of the Central Victorian Climate Action CVCA members, and, you know, they've been around doing this for yonks, and I didn't know this person well, but she seemed like someone who's normally very contained and with tears in her eyes. And then she followed up by saying, there's just been so few wins.
It was finally time for the vote.
Those in favour?
The declaration passed, 6-1.
For our children, school strikers who have asked that we declare a climate emergency, kids, this is for you.
Rob, what did you do after the declaration of a climate emergency?
I got quite teary and went around to my wife, who just looked at me and knew that it must have meant that it passed. Yeah, that moment was pretty powerful, and then I kind of relaxed a lot of bit after that, to be honest. So I think the declaration became, you know, that point in time where we all had a chance to collectively acknowledge, and then we'll work out what comes next later.